Thank you. It's very nice for us to be here still this morning to follow up with you and to make this brief presentation. Since 1992, teams of trained social justice facilitators, sponsored by the Unitarian Universalist Association, have been traversing this continent to help UU congregations to more fully express our faith through social action by leading these social justice empowerment workshops. Carl McCargo and I spent Friday evening and most of Saturday, as Steve just said, with more than 20 dedicated members of your congregation, social action committee members, board members, and other interested parties. As facilitators, we do not come with a fixed agenda or specific programs to promote, nor to interfere with or change existing social justice commitments. Rather, our purpose is to help the members of the workshop identify what areas they wish to improve in terms of your social justice commitments and programs. As is our practice on the Sunday morning following the workshop, we'd like to share with you some of the key elements of the workshop experience. First, a caveat. This is a personal synopsis, not an official report. And since every UU is entitled, no expected, to have his or her own personal perspective, you are strongly encouraged to seek out participants in the workshop this morning during coffee hour or whenever that opportunity might first arise. To help you do that, with those who participated in the workshop this weekend, please stand up. We hope that the members of the congregation present will honor your commitment, your dedication, and seek you out to engage you in conversation about this weekend's workshop. Special thanks, Carl, and I would like to give to Steve for his role in encouraging and facilitating this workshop, Adrian George, your Social Justice Committee Chair, and Gary, your Board Chair. And also Tess, good morning. And thank you for helping us at very short notice with our singing rounds over the weekend. Also, the lunch was delicious. Those of you who prepared the soup and salads, very nice. So what did we actually do during the workshop? Well, we opened each day with a chalice lighting and readings to help connect us to our spiritual roots and our UU purposes and principles. One of the leading social justice experts in the country, Dr. Carl Dudley, has said that a congregation's understanding of their history of involvement in social action is a crucial step in shaping their ability to be effective in responding to changing times and issues. So we engaged the workshop participants Friday night in small groups where they identified the highlights of your church's social justice history. They created a timeline identifying the highlights of the projects, people, and events related to social justice. And this is an extensive span. We didn't have anybody present who was around at the beginning of the congregation, but we had people with long histories and memories, Nathaniel, Bob Sampson, and others. These events and so on were placed on newsprint sheets where they will hopefully serve as the basis for a future narrative report or timeline. Those not able to attend the workshop will be asked and encouraged to contribute to this rough draft before something is actually published. The accessibility of this church's rich history can continue to generate a sense of pride and accomplishments and inform newcomers of the long-standing and often courageous and groundbreaking leadership role your church and individual members have played in this community. We then ask participants to share their hopes for the workshop, the challenges they feel the social justice program faces, and what they thought needs to be improved in the social justice arena. Among the responses were to discover new ways to energize and engage even more of you in the social action commitments of this congregation, to generate some process for prioritizing and focusing social justice work, and to develop a stronger vision for social justice apparent to a wider breadth of members of the congregation. Implicit was the hope that this weekend would not just be talk, but it would also be follow through. Carl's going to give you the remainder. remainder of the program.